We were ushered into a small chamber where a police inspector noted down our prisoner's name and the names of the men with whose murder he had been charged. The official was a white-faced, unemotional man who went through his duties in a dull, mechanical way. "The prisoner will be put before the magistrates in the course of the week," he said. "In the meantime, Mr. Jefferson Hope, have you anything that you wish to say? I must warn you that your words will be taken down and may be used against you."
"I've got a good deal to say," our prisoner said slowly. "I want to tell you gentlemen all about it."
"Hadn't you better reserve that for your trial?" asked the inspector.
"I may never be tried," he answered.
"You needn't look startled.
It isn't suicide I'm thinking of."
"Are you a doctor?"
He turned his fierce dark eyes upon me as he asked this last question.
"Yes, I am," I answered.
"Then put your hand here," he said with a smile, motioning with his manacled wrists towards his chest. I did so, and became at once conscious of an extraordinary throbbing and commotion which was going on inside. The walls of his chest seemed to thrill and quiver as a frail building would do inside which some powerful engine was at work. In the silence of the room I could hear a dull humming and buzzing noise which proceeded from the same source.
"Why," I cried, "you have an aortic aneurysm."
"That's what they call it," he said placidly. "I went to a doctor last week about it, and he told me that it is bound to burst before many days passed. It has been getting worse for years. I got it from overexposure and underfeeding among the Salt Lake Mountains. I've done my work now, and I don't care how soon I go. But I should like to leave some account of the business behind me. I don't want to be remembered as a common cutthroat." The inspector and the two detectives had a hurried discussion as to the advisability of allowing him to tell his story.
"Do you consider, Doctor, that there is immediate danger?"
the former asked.
"Most certainly there is," I answered. "In that case, it is clearly our duty, in the interests of justice, to take his statement," said the inspector. "You are at liberty, sir, to give your account, which I again warn you will be taken down."